And a little girl was sent home from school early, because the nurse sent her home because she's sick. She
had a headache, or she was worn out or tired out, or...
Well, would you use either took sick or got sick?
Yes, she got sick at school.
All right. He didn't wear enough clothes. He went out on a kind of a wet day, and he caught
a cold.
All right, and he talked like this.
Yeah.
He'd say he was...
Got almost has a crew.
And he was hoarse.
A horse too.
And he also had a
one of those bad coughs there. Hope he don't take pneumonia.
Okay. And he couldn't. I could scarcely keep my eyes open. I was watching television last night. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was really,
really worn out.
Okay. Really, you know, your eyes were kind of closing, and you'd say I was. How would you describe that condition?
Well, let's see. I was tired to death, or.
Would you use something like drowsy or sleepy?
Yeah, I was really getting drowsy. I couldn't hardly keep my eyes open.
Okay, and then the next morning, someone had to come in and watch you up, had to come in and...
Yeah, they come in and woke me up, or... Woke me up usually about the way
you... And then, and you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I... Or 6 o'clock, I...
I woke up.
Okay. And
aroused up.
Okay. All right, fine. Now, that's one of the things I was wondering if you use rouse. Would you ever use that for waking someone else and say they rouse them up?
Or? I rouse them. Usually say woke.
Okay.
Usually woke them up.
And if a doctor gave you some medicine and he came back and looked at the bottle and the bottle was still full, he might say to you, haven't you, what's your medicine? Haven't you?
And you, what's wrong? You haven't been taking the medicine I left for you.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, yesterday I... some medicine?
Yesterday I took your medicine.
And tomorrow I'll...
I took something else and made me well.
All right. And if you can't hear at all, you'd say you're...
I'm just so hard of hearing or so deep in my ears I can't hear.
Okay. And work hard outside all day, and the water just pours off you. You'd say, I really
perspired,
or another with
sweat.
Okay,
perspired. Or
and a large discharging sore. You don't see too many of these anymore. There used to be a lot more, but a person get a kind of an infection, get a large sore that have a core in the middle.
Yeah, we had a boil, or if it was too bad, it got to be a carbuncle.
Uh-huh.
Carbuncle or boil, either one of them are bad.
What do you call the liquid inside of a boil?
Well, let's see, it'd be when it gets discharging its pus.
Okay. And his hand was what up? It was infected and his hand was all...
Puffed up or swollen up.
All right. Do you know the term buck fever or buck ague?
Buck fever goes from a buck fly that, a buck fly. We have a buck fly that lights on the horses that stays in the timber in the woods, and it light on you or light on horses and sucks the blood out of them, lives on that blood.
I see.
They love that blood out of horses, or they'll settle on your neck and suck the blood out, and they really, when they light, you can't hardly feel them light, but after they stick that stinger and go to sucking blood, well, then it burns, and you reach up there and slap him if you're quick enough, or you slap him and kill him and get blood all over your hand if you've been there long enough, cut that blood
out. Do you ever get sick from that?
No, never have. I don't know whether they, that don't make you sick, never heard tell of it making you sick, but there is, a buck fly or something to get out of the woods. I don't know if it's a buck fly, but anyway, you get that mountain. That's where you get the mountain fever. That's from a leech or something that you get in the woods.
I see.
Get the mountain fever. Rocky Mountain fever.
What kind of fever?
Rocky Mountain.
Oh, yeah.